This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland, and Spain made a coordinated announcement on Wednesday their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th, warning the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza had put the viability of a two-state solution at risk. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Israel reacted with fury, summoning the ambassadors of the three European countries for what it called reprimand talks. It said the ambassadors would be shown videos of the October 7th Hamas cross-border attacks on Israel. In a televised statement, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the intention of several European countries to recognize a Palestinian state is a reward for terror. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the Biden administration remains concerned about Israel's possible use of heavy bombs against civilians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah and is in contact with Israel about it.
Combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment for bringing the assistance in is really challenged. And so we need to find a way to make sure that the assistance that would go through Rafah and get through safely.
President Joe Biden's administration said this month it had reviewed the delivery of weapons Israel might use for a major invasion of Rafah. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran's supreme leader and representatives of allied militia groups prayed over the coffins of the country's late president, foreign minister, and others official killed in a helicopter crash earlier this week. Hundreds of thousands of people on Wednesday followed a procession.